Hello, friends. Welcome to the Logistics of Logistics podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. Thank you so much for joining us today. On the Logistics of Logistics, I talk to experts in logistics and transportation, warehousing, fulfillment, supply chain, and of course, technology. And during these interviews, I'm always the one asking the dumb questions. I ask the dumb questions so you don't have to. Today's topic is building a freight sales and marketing community with my friend Jennifer Karpus-Romaine. Jennifer is the executive director at TMSA, where she is building, wait for it, a freight sales marketing community. TMSA, which stands for Transportation Marketing and Sales Association, and they are celebrating their 100th anniversary. TMSA has been so successful because they help sales and marketing teams succeed. If you want to grow your people, your sales, and your business, please check out my conversation with Jennifer Karpus-Romaine. How's it going, Jennifer?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Doing great, doing great. So please introduce yourself and your company and where you're calling from today.
Sure. I am Jennifer Karpus-Romaine, and I am the executive director at the Transportation Marketing and Sales Association, otherwise known as TMSA. And I am in the Cleveland, Ohio suburbs currently, where the weather is going crazy. Some days it's hot, some days it's cold, it snowed. The other day, it doesn't know what it wants to be right now.
We expect winter this time of year in the Midwest, but we're not getting it. Jennifer, so what does TMSA do?
So the Transportation Marketing and Sales Association is a trade nonprofit inside transportation and logistics that really works to uplift the sales and marketing professionals who work inside the space. So our corporate side members are going to be 3PLs, brokers, port authorities, technology providers that are part of the freight process. And then we also have a partner network that helps those roles be more efficient. Marketing companies, we have recruiting firms, sales coaches, technologies in terms of like sales force automation or marketing automation platforms, that kind of stuff would be the partner network. But we're here to really provide networking opportunities, education, resources, all of the great stuff that sales and marketing people inside transportation and logistics need today. And we do that by having our own events such as Elevate, which is our bigger event that we have in the summer. It's going to be June 9th through 11th this year in New Orleans. And then we also have an executive summit that's geared more towards director level and above that we do in budget season, beginning of October 10th-ish in Hoboken, New Jersey this year. We also will go to other industry events. I just got back from MODEX a few days ago. I gave a presentation talking about the importance of brand alignment and why that conversation sometimes is only held in marketing. And while they might be the owner of a brand conversation, they're not the only people that should be part of that.
Right. I just saw you at Manifest. We only spoke for a few minutes and it was loud where we're at. It was one of the, one of the parties welcoming us to Vegas, one of many, but we spoke only for a few minutes. But I did go to Elevate last year, which was in Savannah, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But that was my first TMSA event and I really enjoyed it. It was great because you go, wait, all of us are trying to, all these companies compete against each other, but it doesn't feel like that when you're there. It felt like everybody was competitors, are all sitting at the same table, sharing what's working, what's not. And it always occurs to me when I go to events like that, that we don't really compete as much against people as we think head to head. I'm sure there's some people who would argue with me and say, no, if those guys do well, we're doing poorly as a result. But I got to say, there's a lot of sharing of good ideas at that event. And also, you know, all those experts who were there. One of the things, I think we probably talked about it since then, but you had shippers there from, I won't mention the names, but they were large companies that everyone would recognize. And they were saying, what's working when you try and reach out to us? What do I like? What don't I like? What gets you shut off? And I was like, this is worth the price of admission. And there were so many events. I went to just a fraction of the ones you can go to, but it was really an awesome event. So highly recommend.
Thank you so much for that. We do plan to have the shippers panel again this year. And then in our executive summit last year, we didn't do a panel, but it was more a sit-down Q&A with just one shipper to get more of an intimate look into what's working and not working. But we do think that's really important, especially because we want the sales and marketing angle of that too. How do we approach you? How do we market to you? What do you care about? What should our sales track be? How aggressive is too aggressive? How backed off is too backed off? And really making sure that we're resonating. I think sometimes we want to be like, oh, we can do it all, but people want to know what you can do for them. And so that kind of feedback and advice is always really helpful. So the shippers panel is something that we plan to bring back year to year, and we have in the works for 2024 as well.
So I know TMSA is that fly-by-night organization, just started a few years ago. Please talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so
obviously.
Correct. We are celebrating our 100-year anniversary this year. Which is crazy, when our official incorporation date is March 19th, going big this week, which is exciting to be able to talk to you this week with that. We started as, I'm looking up the official name because I want to make sure that I get it correct, but we are originally named the American Association of Railroad Advertising Agents. So people always ask, how was TMSA even a thing? What were people talking about in terms of marketing or sales at the time? So we started in railway, and it was the advertising people just trying to make sure they could get fair rates for their advertisements. And so they came together, they talked about those things, and then we've continued to evolve in the marketplace, adding all different types of commercial modes of freight, and then adding communications along the way on top of marketing. And then in 2011, officially then became the Transportation Marketing and Sales Association. So bringing in that sales side too.
Now I saw a lot at and by the way, it was in Savannah last year, which is a historic city. So cool to go. And then we're going this year to New Orleans, another historic city. Unbelievably cool venue where we were at last year. I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was downtown, right on the water. There was a port tour. I did not go on the port tour because I didn't sign up in time. But when is another time you would go to a port? And my hotel room looked at the port, and you could see those boats come right by, and you get a sense of the scale. I think I was on like a fifth floor, and it was like right.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were right down at the Hyatt in downtown Savannah. This year in New Orleans, we'll be at the Royal Sonesta, which is right on Bourbon Street. So we definitely are in the heart of New Orleans, and happy to say that we are bringing back the port tour again. It was very well received from our attendees. So we did bring that back, and we're making it a lot easier to sign up for the port tour. So when you actually sign up for conference, there's a little button that you can add in the price for the port tour.
Ah, very nice.
Because we also listened to feedback of ease of use from our attendees as well. When we didn't have the port tour, that was something that we decided to do a little bit after we had launched registration last year, but it was so well received that when we picked New Orleans, we started reaching out to the port. This year, we're doing it the day after. So it's actually Wednesday, June 12th. So people that are staying or want to stay for that port tour are signing up for that. And then our conference then officially ends on Tuesday, the 11th at around 3:00. But then we have these optional networking things that people can go to. So there's a whiskey museum down there that's really cool. I got to tour when I was doing my site visits. So we have that coordinated. And then we have private ghost tours on Tuesday night, because that's something in Savannah people had asked us about too. So I was like, okay, let's get this organized. It's just TMSA members going on these tours, and I'm really excited about it. I do think as an event planner and doing these events, like, people want to learn and they want to grow and they want the education pieces, but they also want a memorable experience. And I do think we have a lot of new people coming into the industry, especially in sales and marketing. So people who are coming to our shows, I want them to be able to have opportunities to network and see the cities that they're going to. I know when I first started traveling for work, people would be like, oh, you're so lucky you get to travel for work. I'm like, I literally see nothing. I see the inside of a convention center. So we try, and we want to make sure that our attendees are safe and are traveling in groups, and we're not just sending them out into the night without that group mentality or somebody doesn't know anybody at conference and they're coming really for the first time, we do have a buddy system where you, if you let us know that it's your first time attending, we do assign you to a veteran TMSA member. So you can ask your questions and just make sure that at least one person before you walk in the door, because that can be such an intimidating experience. But yeah, we want to make sure that we're providing these additional networking opportunities so people can have fun too, because we're so thankful that they're spending their time with us in the day. So even though I like to believe we have fun in the day as well. But
it was really fun because we walked around to some of the local haunts in Savannah last year, and I really enjoyed that. So it was a very cool event, and I'm sure this year will be just as fun. I'm looking forward to it. So I want to also mention, before I forget, today's topic, building a freight sales and marketing community. I will say for a few years, I was doing marketing in this space and I felt like I was too soon. I ultimately didn't like doing that kind of work. So I switched, but I was doing it. And I want to say 10 years ago, it was very hard to get anyone in this space to talk about marketing. We don't want marketing. We just want sales. This podcast, which is 6 years old, I don't think I had any podcast called anything marketing for the first few years because no one wanted marketing. Lead gen, sales, opportunities, no marketing. And now I will say in the last few years, it feels like we're starting to realize we need marketing as part of that. It's not the best companies are doing both at a very high level. And it's not marketing always being subservient and providing leads. That's all I want for marketing. Give me a lead. Give me a phone number. It's bringing that brand recognition and a million other things that I don't fully understand, content, but we need it. And I'm glad your organization is part of that, because when I was at your event last year, it wasn't just about sales and it wasn't just about marketing. It was, how do we grow these businesses? And this day and age, you look at all the companies that are VC backed, they have marketing. You look at all the leaders in the space, they're spending on marketing. It's not just the old way was we hired a cohort of 10 young people and they're going to bang the phones for the next month or two and we'll see who survives. We're going to fire some and a lot are just going to walk out the door. That is not what we're doing today. So please elaborate, Jennifer.
Yeah, so I definitely think that there can still be a lot of friction between marketing and sales and who thinks they're working harder or that both sides aren't providing or utilizing what they can from the other side. I think the strongest businesses are ones who make sure they have alignment between marketing and sales, and not just marketing and sales, but also customer support, HR, billing, anyone that's customer facing, because you're all part of the puzzle. But with sales and marketing specifically, you should share revenue goals. And each then side of that has a different part of meeting those goals. And if we align and we work together and we're meeting regularly and we're having those conversations, that's really powerful. So that's something that we like to represent, is giving best practices on that and really understanding. So that's part of the reason why I loved TMSA when I was a member before I took over as executive director. I was a director of marketing at my company, and I loved being able to network and talk to salespeople that weren't on my team so I could get that feedback and think about what does my sales team actually need and how can I provide content or resources. And sometimes what they need is different. If they're going to a show, I realized what was really helpful, especially to newer salespeople. Like, we served multiple industries. So I worked at a tech firm, and one of our specialties was transportation. But so before TMSA, I would create like little cheat sheets for them to be like, these are the things that this industry cares about. And it wasn't like a huge brochure for them because they didn't have time. They needed something they could like stuff in their pocket and be like, okay, these are the things that matters. This is the number one thing to talk about with this type of prospect at this company. Something quick and easy like that. And then having case studies was always really helpful, because then if they're further aligned in the conversation, sending that testimonial over or sending that case study. Those are things that I learned and that was helpful along the way as a marketer, because I hated when I created a bunch of sales enablement collateral that my team didn't use. No one likes that feeling, but it's also about then how am I creating content that really matters. And I always will recommend and suggest to any marketer to go into sales calls and be a fly on the wall and listen.
Now I think we have better alignment, and probably thanks to organizations like yours, we do have at least recognition of the importance of marketing, importance of sales. I will go one step further and say this. We need our SMEs, our ops people, to also be part of the sales and marketing equation. So I'm a podcaster, obviously. A lot of times I'll work with marketers or my customers, and they'll say, oh, we want you to interview so-and-so. Maybe it's the CEO or the founder or head of operations. And a lot of times those guys look and go, how is that my job? And but they're the expert. And so somehow that expertise, the expert who's working day to day, solving the problem for the customer, that knowledge has to get back to the sales and marketing people, but also it has to be shared with the world that we know how to solve this problem and we have an expert. So we all have to have our oars in the water and pull in the same direction.
Absolutely. And that's sometimes we forget that we're showing our expertise and why we can solve. And it's our job as marketers to also help bridge the gap between the language and sales in some regards too, bridge like the language barriers, if you will, between like the operation side and the language that they speak and something that the consumer can understand. That's part of our job, is to bridge those gaps. I know. So I did, like I said, I worked for a technology company and we were effectively selling to sales and marketing people. And I, for a long time, didn't want to sound stupid. So I wouldn't ask questions. I'd just feel like, oh, that, you know, makes sense. But then I was like, oh no, like I'm the type of person that we're selling to. So if what you guys are saying doesn't make sense to me, my perception and my perspective is actually really critical here. And I think sometimes we forget that type of stuff. We're so afraid of showing incompetence or not understanding, but you can do that in an educational way. Like, I know what I know, but hey, we're presenting something to our prospects. We have to make sure it makes sense to them and that we're speaking their language. It's not our customers or our prospects' job to read between our lines and make sure they understand what we do. That's literally our job in sales and marketing people, is to sell them on what we do, and so they can understand and they can see the value that our company and our brand brings to market.
Yep. So we talked about your 100 years of service. We talked a little bit about the mission. Talk about that community and that collaboration that you guys are all about at TMSA.
Absolutely. So we do have our live events, and I think those are crucial to bringing people together. But at the end of the day, we aren't just one thing. We aren't just our Elevate Conference or just our Executive Summit. The Elevate Conference we've had for many years, Executive Summit, we started in 2022. But part of that was, okay, so we understand that leaders are understanding the value of marketing and sales more. And we need to create then a space for them to come together and network and have conversations and be real with each other and get the resources and education that they need. So we created that. And it is a community. We are here 24/7 for our members. We have a member portal where they can access online content anytime. Inside that member portal, we have like webinars from the past 6-7 years in there. So we do let anyone attend a live webinar, but you have to be a member to then get those recordings and be able to go back and see out that. We also recently started a Slack channel for our members. So it's a member-only space. Only members can come in, talk to each other. We have different channels in there. So say you just want to talk about SEO or you just want to talk about sales training. Those spaces exist for the members to be able to speak and collaborate or have ideas. And some of those channels then are sponsored by some of our partner members. So they are the thought leader. They are the expert in that particular piece. One of our partners, Drop and Hook, they do the social media because they do a lot of social media marketing with their clients. And Sync Show is one of our longtime members, and they sponsor digital marketing because they're the expertise on that. They've been doing digital marketing in the space for a really long time. It allows our members to freely ask questions and engage. We had one of our members is actually going through his master's program, and he really needed to pull professionals and how they're using LinkedIn for business. So he put it into the Slack channel and was like, please help me. Are there people I can interview? And so we are a community. One of the things I've always loved and respected about TMSA is that you do have competitors that come together, and it is a community, and everybody can find their space in that. And no one's sharing these trade secrets that are going to disrupt their business by helping somebody else. But everyone wants our industry to succeed. And so talking through best practices and talking about the very real things that are going on here is really impactful. And I think in this industry, we see a lot of small marketing and sales teams. And there are tons of people that come into TMSA that are solo marketing departments. And you can feel crazy in that and be really siloed, and no one at your company is speaking your language. And so where do we do that? We also find we do like transportation 101 webinars, where if you're new to the industry, so we see some of our bigger companies that come into TMSA sending their new employees to that webinar, to the member portal, to get them up to speed.
Much better than developing it yourself, if you ask me.
And it also, there are companies that of course have their own types of training. But if you come to TMSA, then you also get that industry best practice and get to hear from different companies and different perspectives a little bit differently than you would at your own company. So it gives a different scope to get your team up to speed. And we even encourage, like, if someone doesn't have a sales or marketing title, we don't kick them out of TMSA. We have content that also helps HR managers or helps customer support teams. So it's primarily sales and marketing, but with some overlaps and some departments coming together on the business development side, the customer support, or when we talk about recruitment, HR, marketing become really aligned, especially when we're talking about how to push those things out on social media. So like our corporate membership, you can have up to 10 members on it. And sometimes if we're like, oh, I have 3 salespeople and 2 marketing people, I don't need that. Okay. Do you have an intern that needs to learn about the industry quickly? Do you have an HR manager who's suddenly tasked with doing social media posts and have no idea what to do there? So we are focused on the sales and marketing, but that doesn't mean that there aren't other people in your company that don't have those titles that still don't need that type of support or knowledge.
Anybody who's picking up the phone and ops or customer support, customer success, you don't have a sales title, but you don't have a customer service title, maybe even, but you're still interacting with customers. And so in a lot of ways, you're in sales. And I remember when I ran a little third-party logistics company, I remember we always would say, our people talk to shippers we don't work with every day. How do we get them? First of all, we want to make sure they're doing the job, first and foremost. But secondly, how do we build those relationships? Because maybe there's an opportunity for us. And yeah, and by the way, right now we are talking March 14th. This will probably publish on the 20th of March. These are still some difficult times in our business. So everybody is looking for, how do I make some more sales? How do I get this working?
Absolutely.
By the way, before I forget, I saw Kara Smith Brown last year talk about her work with ITS. And it was very impressive about what Kara Smith Brown is the founder, one of the co-founder of Lead Coverage. She's been on the podcast since then. I met her at TMSA last year, as I also met the Sync Show people. I also met Drop and Hook and Reese Across America, many other companies that I've interviewed since I met at TMSA. But I remember Kara took us through ITS's investment, and ITS was talking, here's what we spent, here's what we expected back. And it was very revealing. I don't think there was any trade secrets shared. Here was what our plan was. Here is how we executed. Here's the results. And you have to have the logistics company, ITS, with very large company saying, yeah, this really worked. We really love this. And then have Kara saying how we do it and talk about it. Very candid, and it's worked very well. But I remember Kara also saying this didn't work or that didn't work. And if you're going to spend a lot of money on sales and marketing, it pays to get to TMSA to see what other people are doing with those investments, because you don't want to be the one who said, we had this grand plan and then we executed it only to find out that we're like the 10th company in a row to fail doing blank. Better to get in, hear some other stories, get some best practices, have a conversation over a glass of wine or a beer, and learn.
Absolutely. And we really try to diversify our speaker lineup and our different sessions. So we try every general session that we do, or any like bigger panel, we try to make that appropriate for both sales and marketing, because that's who's coming in. And then in our breakouts, we're able to drill down specifically to marketing and sales. And even with that, then we try to do like a sales rep versus a sales manager, like having space for both. And same with marketing. Here are the tactful things. If you are like a graphic designer or social media specialist, this is how to make your job more efficient. Or if you're a marketing manager, this is like a higher level view into the marketing scope. This year, our keynote speaker is Ty Bennett, who's talking about the power of storytelling. And I'm so excited for him to come speak, because I interview the keynote speakers before we select them. And I said, these are people who understand the power of storytelling. We need to know how to do it better so that we can market ourselves better or sell our products better or like our services better. And he was excited, because a lot of times he's speaking to people that are like, story isn't important, but for him, working forward. And then one thing that we're adding to this conference that we've never done that I'm super excited about are we're having these kind of in between these bigger sessions on stage. We're doing 15-minute chronicle stories that leave a mark. And they are just a person on stage telling a story, telling a campaign that they did, or talking about a trend that they're an expert on, something that it is all about story. And I added that even before we found Ty, but I was like, what a perfect tie-in for our keynote speaker. But because we want to also give, there's so many different trends going on in the industry, or really successful campaigns. How can we quickly and efficiently and also excitedly tell those stories to our audience? So that's something that we're doing as well. We're also doing a panel called Thriving Through Disruption. There are so many different disruptions happening, whether that is mergers or acquisitions, or we're growing globally, or we are in a soft market, and how
AI is a perfect example. Like,
there's so many different things. We have a panel coming together to talk about what that looks like and how do you drive through that. That's a big, when I talk about brand alignment, I do talk about the complexities of all of the mergers and acquisitions that are happening. And I think when they happen, the companies typically focus on discussing the operational efficiency of this merger or acquisition. How is this like financially sound decision? But we don't then always talk about the operational consistency of these choices and what that looks like for our employees. And yes, if we are merging and there's two marketing people, are there going to continue to be two marketing people? Or are you trying to eliminate one and people don't know what their place in the company is? They don't know what their role is. They don't know what brand they're supposed to be representing. And same with that is for the marketing side and the sales side and the customer support, the billing. What logo do they put on the bill? Like, it's all of this little stuff that we don't always think about, but is so confusing for both our teams and our customers. And I'm really pumped about that panel for sure, because that will all be touched on. But I definitely think brand alignment is something I'm personally talking about a lot this year, because we are just seeing all these changes happening so rapidly. And I don't want to say they're not being thought through, because I think they are, but not how it affects every person and then how we go to market.
I had lots of conversations at TMSA last year. A lot of companies are there trying to understand opportunities like podcasts. So all of a sudden podcasts became a thing. And should we start our own podcast? Should we sponsor podcasts? Should we advertise? Should we hire a PR company to get us on podcasts? There's all sorts of conversations. And it's interesting, because I've been doing this podcast 6 years. I've seen that transition from people where I had begged people to be on my podcast because I didn't have any audience at that time. But even after, people are like, why would I do that? You're like, because people listen. And they didn't fully understand. Some people weren't listening to podcasts. Now it seems as if it's there. Same with video, YouTube. There was a lot of people just saying, and if you're TikTok, if you're a marketer who's 30 years old, you might go, I understand these things. But if you're 40 or 50 years old, you're like, TikTok, memes, YouTube, podcasts. You didn't grow up with it. So you have to learn it somewhere. And better to go to TMSA and ask other people. And by the way, you also bump into all those people there. There are a lot of podcasters there, a lot of YouTube people there. And I was at Manifest this year, and there was the media luncheon. And I'm sitting there with Mother Trucker, who is a YouTube guy who I always hear about, but I never met. I spent hours with him, and I'll be on the podcast. But then I saw PBJ from Freight Caviar. It started off with memes, but now he's got technology. He's got this. There's so many new avenues growing that I feel like you have to get to these events so you can understand what's going on. Because you don't want to, by the way, we know, I talk to a lot of people using TikTok, and they'll go, oh no, because potentially our information is being stolen. Others are like, yes, it's working. We love it. So what's the right answer? I don't know.
I think it's also really important to understand the up and coming trends, but also understanding some of the trends fade. And yeah, there are tried and true. So like podcasts, like you said, you've been doing the show for 6 years. That's pretty substantial in the podcast market. We love having the podcasters come to our show, but we also love our traditional media partners and yes, the people who've been around and supporting the industry. And I actually was having a conversation with some of that about how to help newer marketers understanding what media is and how do you work with the media? How does that, there are so many different forms and it moves fast and some trends stay and some trends go, but it's about getting that full picture and what works best for your company and understanding how to engage with a bunch of different types of partners. And I think that's really important because we value everybody because marketing and sales is very vast. That was actually one of the things when I came into my role, I was like, we need to engage with all different types of partners because that's what our marketing and sales people need. There are so many different things and who are the trusted partners that know what they're talking about, know what they're doing. Yes, of course we had to at the show. But there is a lot. There's a lot of disruption happening. We see things. And even when we talk about the brand, what are you building your brand on? Because if you're building it on a fad or something that may go away very quickly, what is your plan to evolve? So even, I don't know how you started your podcast, but I know I've been on it now a couple of times and you're always like, we're going to go on video and we're going to have clips and we're going to do this because that, like you said, the video is becoming really important. You can't, I would say if you having clips of people talking, people like to see the dialogue and the engagement. That's really important. But some people still just want to listen. And if we're building podcasts for drivers, for say, you better make sure your audio is top notch because that's for listening.
It is so interesting because YouTube and podcasts are colliding. And so when I talked to Mother Trucker at Manifest, I'll have him on my podcast soon. He said, was a truck driver who started a YouTube channel called Mother Trucker. And I kept asking him if his mom knows the name of his company. but anyway, he was telling me, he goes, I just got on LinkedIn. He goes, I already have 4,000 followers. And then somebody said, Joe's got like 350,000 people in a group. He goes, what? And by the way, he's got 500,000 subscribers for his YouTube channel. And I was like, we have to mind meld here because stuff about YouTube that I don't and vice versa. I know stuff about the podcasting and LinkedIn.
And that is what I love about our industry as a whole is it's, you could have maybe looked at that like a competitor, but instead you're like, let's learn from each other. Like we both have a place here and that's awesome. So how can we grow the industry?
I don't consider any of the podcasters to be competition because Freight Waves, they probably have, I don't know how many they have right now. I've had them on my podcast many times and they'll say, Tim Dooner said this, he goes, we'll start a podcast and if it doesn't work out, we'll kill it and bury it in a shallow grave. That's his words, not mine. But during COVID, they started a podcast just about COVID. Then when it no longer made sense, they got rid of it. And I think sometimes podcasts want to run their course, however it should work. But I look at all the podcasts. It's just like my Spotify music list. You have your favorite bands, but it's not one. You don't go, oh, I love one band. I'm going to listen to that exclusively. people get tired. I'm best in small doses. Anyway, so I want to also talk about the training you guys do. So you touched on it earlier. Please give us a little more and people can understand all of the opportunities they have for that at your organization.
Sure. So we do have our two main events. And so those are really where the educational and resources come in from an in-person perspective. But one thing that we're trying to do more of is do more training. We're starting to attach it to some other industry events. Like we wanted to do some DEI training and some small person marketing team training at MODEX. Didn't quite work out, but I had a lot of people that were interested in the small marketing team workshop. So that's something that I plan to do virtually, because I was like, oh, these people just can't come. So we're trying to find our rhythm. And to me, that's what's most important about leading an organization is really listening to what the members want and need. And then how can we execute on that? We also will partner with our partners on different opportunities that they have. So for instance, one of our partners was doing a situational leadership training, and that was at the same time as our executive summit last year. So we partnered on that. So we had some people that sent their top leader to the executive summit, and then a middle manager to the situational leadership that was attached to it. And then we did our meals together and things like that. So we really tap into our partner network, and because they are offering all of this great material, and we want to be a true partner to our partners. And we're looking to continue to expand in this arena, have more trainings and things like that, and would love to hear the feedback on what people need. But it's definitely something that we're growing and we're seeing more programming in. We do, right now, we do a monthly webinar. And we do LinkedIn Live.
I think you're doing it right after this today.
We actually are. Unfortunately, our speaker had a personal issue pop up, so we have to postpone that. But we do that. And then I do LinkedIn Lives as well. I do an interview format, and I love hearing different perspectives. I started my career in journalism, so I love this being on this side of the interview is actually the weird part for me. I'm used to being you. But I do think it's really important for us to continue to serve our membership year round. And that's something that I really take to heart. I think Elevate is awesome, and I hope everybody comes to it. We have so much in store, especially with it being our 100 year anniversary, but also join as a member and see all the things that you can get. We also provide research. So we do a sales and marketing benchmarking study every other year. So we're actually in the process of getting that for this year. So that's the thing that we debut in October around that executive summit. And it just houses so much information about what people are doing in sales and marketing. What are they spending on? What are they keeping in-house? What softwares are they integrating? All of that kind of stuff. So we really try to provide as much as we can for our members and continue to grow and evolve as they need more stuff.
So I want to touch also on the partnerships you have with other nonprofits out there. I'm thinking first of Wreaths Across America, who I met at your event last year in Savannah. And now my podcast goes out through the Wreaths Across America. They have a iHeartRadio station. And there's other, I think Trey Griggs also has a podcast that does the same. And talk a little bit about those organizations and what you do with them.
So we have just a general appreciation for the other nonprofits in this space. Last year, we wanted to highlight Wreaths Across America. So they actually came in and did a presentation at Elevate. We have working relationships with the Allen, the American Logistics. I just liked American Logistics Aid Network. Sorry, I was like, I knew their acronyms. We work with them. Like they help us promote. We have a purpose award. So they've helped us promote that. We promote their awards in the space. They've actually helped judge our awards and things like that. So I've brought a few of the different. So I do Trey Griggs, one of his shows is Word on the Street on Fridays. And I will quarterly take that over and do a female Word on the Street where we have an all-female lineup. And I have featured other nonprofits. People come on, like She Trucking has come on. We had people from Women in Trucking come on, all just trying to help give voices of other industry nonprofits. And then we also do collaborations with other industry shows. So like MHI does MODEX, letting me come speak at the show has been really valuable, helping to provide information for sales and marketing. I'll be moderating a panel at TIA. They come to our shows and support each other and just continuing to grow those industry partnerships as well. We are a partner to the Manifest show. So TMSA members get discounts to attend Manifest. And I think the more that we can partner with other industry associations, the better. We all serve different niches in the industry, and being able to collaborate and showcase what we can do, amplifying each other's messages is something I love.
Yep. I love it. I love it. And by the way, Wreaths Across America, I will put a link to, I've done a few interviews with them. I'll put a link to that in the show notes so you can reach out and talk to them. It's a great organization. They put wreaths on veteran graves all across this country and even outside of this country. It's an absolutely epic task, but it is really motivating for all the truckers who get involved and all the trucking companies. And it's a really good story, and people really enjoy being involved. We have the largest trucking companies and the smallest trucking companies and everybody in between, brokerages, 3PLs. There's just, is it millions of wreaths? It's just a crazy amount of wreaths get put on. And it all happens in December. So I'll put a link to that. Please take a listen, check them out, because I think trucking and logistics in general is one of those places where a lot of veterans are, and where a lot of people are, if they weren't veterans, they at least care quite a bit about the veteran community, as we all should.
Yeah, absolutely. I was able to lay wreaths last year, and that was pretty powerful. And those are T Love Wreaths Across America. But I wanted to pivot just quickly because I realized I failed to mention we started doing a community give back at Elevate last year in Savannah. So one of our actual networking events is doing something for the community that we're in. So last year we partnered with the Children's Hospital in Savannah, and we made Tide blankets for the children with cancer so that they could be warm as they were wheeling back and forth from their treatment. And we got such a great response to that. People said they wanted to do more. So we announced our partnership in New Orleans is with the Covenant House, who helps youths get back, people who are homeless, get back on track, help get jobs, all that kind of stuff. We did a holiday gift drive with them over the holidays. And so we sent over 40 items from our membership down to the Covenant House, and we'll be partnering with them at show. So it is something that we really care about, not just supporting other logistics nonprofits, but helping in the communities that we are crashing into for our event to be able to give back. And we found that people really enjoyed the community aspect and being able to do some good as they're networking. And it takes the pressure off a little bit of when you're doing something together, you're having that shared experience of giving back.
Yes, everyone feels good about that. The event, I'll put a link to the event, which is June 9th through the 11th in New Orleans. And it's at, what's the hotel again?
It's at the Royal Sonesta.
So I'll put a link in the show notes so people can reach out. Now, do I have to be a TMSA member to come to the event?
Great question. You do not have to be a TMSA member to come to the event. One of the benefits of being a TMSA member is that you do get discounted rates to our events, and you get access to that member portal. You can join the Slack channel. You get all kinds of things as a member. But we do have people that want to put their toe in first to just coming to the event. And so they pay the non-member rate to come in. So you, of course, can do that.
Excellent. Excellent. So I'm going to try and wrap this up. We talked quite a bit of things. So I'm going to summarize, and I want you to put a big bow on this one. So I'm talking to my friend, Jennifer Karpus Romain. We're talking about building a freight sales and marketing community. And so TMSA has been around 100 years. That speaks to the value that you guys are providing. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't six. I don't know too many companies that are 100 years old. And it's all about community and collaboration. You have lots of training programs and developing more. You have partnerships with outside organizations, like we just talked about Wreaths Across America, and also the community at large, like Covenant House. Just so many opportunities to learn and grow and network. You need to be part of these things. Final thoughts on this one, Jennifer.
I love being part of TMSA. I love being like the management company that runs it, but also this is truly an organization that is for and by its members. We wouldn't exist without all of our volunteers who serve on the board and serve in all of our committees and continue to help give feedback and drive where we're going and what we're doing. And I think that's incredibly important. So I always, at the end of every show, I beg people, please fill out our survey. Like, we can't improve unless if you tell us what you need. I'm always open to speaking to past members, current members, future members, people in the industry to be like, hey, this is what we would want from TMSA. And then working towards figuring out how to get there. But what we have planned for Elevate this year is really exciting. And I hope that people join us to help learn all of the best practices around sales and marketing, but also to help us celebrate 100 years of service to the industry, which is really important to us.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. And thank all of you for listening to my podcast. Your support's very much appreciated. Until next time, onward and upward.
You have been listening to the Logistics of Logistics podcast, where we engage with leaders in the logistics and supply chain community. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, hit the like button, and leave us a nice review on Apple or Spotify or wherever else you listen. Also, please check out our videos on YouTube and connect with us on LinkedIn. We're very big on LinkedIn. And you can also reach us on the logisticsoflogistics.com, our website.